Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Later in the program, 9 o'clock, we'll talk to Mike Rizzo, president of baseball operations for the Washington Nationals, who got a win yesterday. But joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline is Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals. He's presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing, you. Visit CFAortho.com. Good morning, coach.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
We're getting closer here. Yeah, we're getting closer. Are you kind of ready for the regular season to be over with? And just get this going? Or what's sort of your mindset?
Yeah, a lot of anticipation, ready to get rolling. You can feel it now with basically all but one our opponent secured now with last night's results. Mm-hmm. So you can feel it. I feel it. And I can feel it from our players, too.
Coach, did it feel good to get back to just a normal late season road game, not having the weight of potential history being made like your last appearance at the Islanders when Ovi broke the record?
Yeah, it was a good game. We played well, even without a few key guys in our lineup. I thought all four lines, all three sets of our D, Charlie Lindgren, was a really solid road effort. And you know what was interesting was going back in that building. So I've been there, you know, call it, I don't know, maybe 8 times before, but mm-hmm. now walking in that building, it feels different now because of the moment that you witnessed there and what you went through and Ovi scoring that goal and the history being made there. So now it has a different feel to it. It takes you back a little bit. And I'm sure for everybody, myself, the coaches, the players, Ovi going back into that building will feel different moving forward because of what took place there.
So Stromer gets his first Hattie as a Capital, part of the first 80-point campaign of his career. Did it get dusty in the locker room post-game when you guys saw that Stromer basically, he called his shot pre-game that he texted his wife on the 3-year anniversary of their dog Wrigley passing away. He said, quote, "Getting one for the Rig Man tonight."
Wow.
He texted that to his wife. He got not only one, he got 3 for his dog that passed away. I nearly cried when I read that headline, Coach. It was pretty touching.
And you know what's coincidental on that is we don't normally, like as coaches, we never really talk about individual points. Like obviously Ovi's situation was different, but we don't keep tabs on who's at 19 goals, mm-hmm. you know, one away from 20. But last night, it just so happened, we just went through our roster as a staff and just, you know, who's close to, and Stromer was the guy we brought up of like, oh, wow, he's 2 points away from 80. And we're like, four away from 30. That's going to be tough in two games. But we brought that up, and then next thing you know, he's got the first goal in the first, and then he gets the second to get him to 80 points, and then all of a sudden he's one away from 30. So good for him. He certainly carried the load last night offensively.
So, Coach Carbs, I was going through the stats, and it's remarkable that how many guys have their career highs and goals this season for the Caps. I'm just going to quickly go through the list because it's a lot of them. Willie has 33. Pro has 30. Stromer, 29. Mikey, 25. Chickie has 20. Doubter has 14. Now, this isn't a career high in goals, but Luke Dubois has a career high in points. Like, what is your guys' secret sauce for getting all these guys to these goal numbers this year for the Caps? It's crazy.
I think they're number one, it's a credit to them. They're all having terrific regular seasons, which is, you know, the lot of work that they're putting in and everything that they've done this year to be consistent with their game and show up every night and perform at a high level. And then I think the other part of it, which is the team component, is when your team plays well, guys usually do well on the team. That's just how it works. If your team game looks good, if you're winning hockey games, if you're winning baseball games, there's players that are hitting home runs and hitting at a high average and stealing bases, and stats are going to get racked up. So that's what I think we've done a really good job of, is understanding the buy-in to our team game, which as a result will reflect in individual statistics, and guys will be rewarded for that. And that's been nice to see.
Coach, I wanted to ask you a little different question here. So Rory McIlroy wins the Masters, right? And a lot was made of his sports psychologist giving him a game plan. And it got me thinking, with the Capitals and you as a coach, do you employ any sort of like visualization they always say is big for athletes, or do you leave that to the individual players? Like, where does sports psychology fit into a playoff run?
We leave it. We do have resources for the players. We don't do a ton of forceful, meaning you have to attend this or you have to do this. We leave it as optional. And then a lot of guys have their own performance coaches, individual guys that they work with, or girls that sort of help them through. And it is, I agree with the assessment that it's important, because I even use it and I'm very, very mindful of, because essentially what you're looking for, this is the way that I look at it, is you're looking for tools to how can you mentally handle adversity better. Because inevitably, you're going to make a double bogey like Rory did, or you're going to get scored on and go down in a playoff game that's a really important game. And how do you stay in that moment? How do you not let it affect your demeanor? Snowball to another bogey on the next hole. How do you, as a coach, not get wrapped up in that one mistake that a player made and move past it? And now we're going to find a way to tie this game, and all your energy is focused on making a birdie on hole two or whatever. And that was what I watched, like Rory. That was amazing, because the second he makes double on one, you're like, oh my gosh, the wheels are about to come off. And he comes right back and punches back with back to, I think it was 3 and 4 he birdied or something like that, to like get it back to a 3-shot lead, which was amazing to me. Like, that mental toughness to be able to put that behind you and focus on your next shot. It's the same thing at any sport, and we use that stuff. It's a really, really important tools to gain.
Do you do any visualization? Do you like head into it and do you visualize, close your eyes, think about raising the cup, that sort of thing?
I don't do as much visualization. I talk myself through scenarios and try to, because I'm my natural, who I am as a coach is super intense, super, invested, competitive. So I'm always, I know that. I know that about myself. And so I'm always having to, like, I'll talk myself through, like, deep breath. Okay. Deep breath. We got scored on. We're, okay. How you, who's up next? Who's going to do this? How are we going to get the next goal? Problem solve, scoring next. We've got this. So I do a lot of self-talk and just reflect back on how I can get better in some of those areas when you do inevitably hit adversity.
Coach, I don't know if you can answer this. I don't know. I'm just going to ask anyway. But when you go into this, like when you look back on the season so far, what are you most excited about, proud of heading into the playoffs, and what are you like maybe most concerned about?
Well, I'm excited. I think we have a great team, and I think we have a legitimate opportunity to do something special and win. I don't really look past the first round, I'll be honest with you. I'm like, I just believe we can win a first round series. We have the team and the capability absolutely, unequivocally to win the first round. We can do that. And so that excites you as a coach because that's, you know, it's right there for you. If you execute and do the things that you need to do as a team, you can get out of the first round. And I don't know if anything really concerns me. I mean, there's always little things.
What about the goaltending?
No, there's always things inside your game that you're always trying to tweak, get better in. Players that you're trying to help be more impactful. So you could go through and say, you know, you want to get more out of this player or this line or this D pair or, but that's not concerning. That's just part of sports. And that's part of trying to get the best out of the team. So you're always going to go through, we even will in the first round series, we'll probably struggle at one point in, let's just say, for instance, we're struggling to break a puck out in game one. So there, is that concerning? Well, yeah, because we didn't do a very good job in game one, and then you get to problem solving it, and you. So I know it's kind of a lazy way of answering. It's just there's nothing that I'm like, oh geez, I'm really fearful of this going in.
Coach, we kind of opened up the show talking about this, and I know you're not going to give us, you know, the answer on it, but I just want to get your thought process. All right, so Thompson got hurt, I think April 2nd, something like that.
That's the date, yeah.
And then Lindgren came in. Now, Lindgren's numbers weren't great. We went through it. He was good last night, but his GAA, and I'm not saying it's all his fault. I know defense has something to do with it, but
yeah.
His GAA was 3.11 in the month of April, filling in for LT. Now, so give us the status on LT, and then in game one of the first round, would you want to throw LT in there since he hasn't played so long, or would you stick with Lindgren just because he's been playing for the last few weeks, or would you just go with your best guy who was LT all year? I don't know how you decipher.
It's a lot to handle.
I'm giving you a lot, and I don't know how much you can tell me, but give me your thought process.
Okay, so first on the LT, he's skating, so he's on the trip with us, skated yesterday, so all positive steps for his path to being cleared to get back into the lineup. So that's the first part of your question. Second part with Chucky, this is why we have had the luxury of having two number one goalies. And that's why we signed these guys to long-term contracts, because you need two goalies in the National Hockey League inevitably, whether it's the regular season or whether it's the playoffs, and you have to have two capable guys, and we feel like we have that. And so Chucky, great start last night, which is, I think, exactly what the doctor ordered to give him confidence of having his game in a really good spot heading into game one. And we know, and we've seen, and fans and coaches and his teammates have seen what Charlie Lindgren is capable of. We watched it for however many games he's played over the last couple of years, and I have, and know what he's capable of doing. So we have the utmost confidence in him game one. We won't commit or say it's going to go this way or this way. It's a day-by-day process with us. Chucky can absolutely do a job and start game one, and LT could as well.
Gotcha.
Coach Carbs, were you aware that Ovi was going to be a roving reporter for the Pat McAfee show on the flight to the Isles game? Or is that just a complete surprise to you?
That was a big surprise. I saw that because I'm a huge sports fan, so I'm always looking at what's going on in other sports and following that stuff. And so I see him walking around the plane on the McAfee show. That's good stuff. They're introducing the whole squad. I think I'm not sure if he knew we called up Clay Stevenson, so that was an interesting part of his documentary.
Did you see him walking around?
Yeah. No, I didn't see him, like, because we were up at the front.
Oh, okay.
So I had my back. So I didn't see any of it. I just saw, obviously, the video.
Hey, so there's one spot left in the Eastern Conference, the eighth seed. It's either going to be Montreal and Columbus. Is your scouting department, are you scouting both teams, or are you going to wait to see who you play first? How's that work?
Yeah, great question. Yeah, we are. We are scouting both teams. Now, we've had the luxury of playing Columbus for two straight games,
right.
Which is nice because you have a really good feel as a team, coaches, our players of what their team, and we didn't play them in mean nothing games. We played them when they were absolute at their best, season on the line. Everything they were doing from a systematic and a game plan standpoint was being done to the utmost detail and the utmost urgency level. So it gives us a really good idea of what the Columbus Blue Jackets are all about. And then we also have been watching Montreal pre-scouting their games and making sure that we're ready if that ends up being the opponent.
Now, do you know, maybe the schedule hasn't been released, do you know when game one would be? Would it be Sunday?
We don't know yet, unfortunately. So that I'm not sure exactly when it'll be released. I'm assuming in the next potentially 24 to 48 hours would have to be released pretty quick here.
Well, one thing you know is you don't have to share the building for a Wizards playoff run.
Hey, why you got to take the cheap shot?
I'm just saying it's available.
What's going on there?
Coach,
yeah,
that's a low blow.
You know, put him in the sin bin, coach, for that one. Unnecessary roughness.
Hey, I wanted to ask you a question. You said you're a sports fan. This is kind of a goofy question, but it's been reported that Bill Belichick, who of course is coaching at North Carolina now, has his girlfriend around at these practices, and that the girlfriend, apparently, Bill Belichick sent an email to some of the people at North Carolina to copy her on all of the emails. When is the last time Coach Carberry's wife?
Yeah, Mrs. Carbs.
Was at a practice. Yeah. Like, is she on all of your emails? Is she part of the email chain?
You're really trying to put me in one here. Hey?
Can you believe that, by the way?
Dude, I've seen this before. This is what happens when old guys date like girls like 60 years younger. They're clinging to them, man. They're doing everything they can to hang on.
Yeah, that one. I have not seen that report. That's a no comment from my end. I don't know how
smart on your part, Coach Carr.
So back to the Masters. It sounds like you watched a lot of it. How much did you watch?
Yeah, we do. We have a really fun Masters pool that it's an annual thing that we do as a team. And the coaches, normally the players will do, different stuff through the year, and it's just the players. But this is the one event that the coaches are involved in. So it's a fun thing. We do a live draft. We get the music going. Zach Ledden, our strength and conditioning coach, does an excellent job. He runs the whole thing. There's a timer. It's really good. He gets
Isn't that great?
You can hear it.
I've said I want this music at my funeral. I want it in my wake. I want this everywhere.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Who won?
So we get that cranking and so we do a pool. So we follow it. You follow your golfers. And I've always been a huge golf fan. So I've watched it throughout the years. And,
so great.
Who ended up winning? Gosh, I stopped following because I got...
Who'd you have?
We had... our one horse was Aberg.
Right.
He played well.
Right. Yeah, no, he was right there. He was right there.
Had a chance.
Yeah.
He was good. But we had a couple... like. You pick six guys, your top three count, so you need three that are, you know, in the top 20 in that. We, after that, it dropped off. We had that Jaeger from, I think he's a German guy, that came out hot Jaeger, in the first round. We were fist pumping in the, but yeah. And they mix it up too. So I was with, my team was Scott Murray, our goalie coach, and then Chickie and Matt Roy. So it's fun, you know, you get to interact with the guys and you draft golfers together, and we set up a little group chat that went pretty quiet as we fell down the leaderboard.
Well, hey, last one for you. Since we're talking golf, what's the best course you've played on personally?
Oh, okay. So I would have to say my most enjoyable round. So I'm doing this thing with my dad. My dad is a huge golfer, played a little bit of pro, was a teaching pro back home. So I grew up around the game. And I'm doing that. My brother and I started last year. We're taking him, we're doing bucket list courses that he's never played in his life. And trying to take him. So last year we started it. And we took him to Pinehurst number 2.
Nice. That's a good one.
Nice.
Good start. Yes.
And so I'll say that one. Played some other good tracks, but I'll say that one because the unique part of that was not only playing the course, we played it a week after Bryson won the U.S. Open and hit that bunker shot.
Yeah.
So we played it when it was tough, and as a cherry on top, they said the day, just coincidentally, that we played was the Sunday pins.
Wow.
Oh, sweet.
Did you stay at the Carolina Inn right there?
Villas. Yep.
The Villas.
Yes,
yeah,
we did.
Place. Yeah. That place is sick.
Hey, Coach, yeah, it was great.
Coach, it's been a great season. I think this is your last one before the playoffs. So we'd love to have you during the playoffs, but
we'll see. If they get on a heater, maybe he'll do an occasional spot for us, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. I always love coming on. I appreciate you guys treating me so well.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
we love
it. It's been
great,
man.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, let's do it. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Coach Spencer Carberry, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care. Centered around one thing, you. Visit CFAOrtho.com. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run. Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So this is a Daily Mail story that I wanted to run by you guys? It's kind of interesting. So remember when Rory was dating Caroline Wozniacki, former tennis player?
Mm-hmm. Yep. They were together.
And they were engaged.
Yep.
And he actually kind of out of nowhere cut off the engagement, the wedding, after the wedding invitations had actually already been sent out.
Got cold feet.
He got cold feet, and it was kind of shocking at the time because they looked like the perfect couple, you know, the two young athletes.
Yeah, I do remember that vaguely.
And I know my mother-in-law, she was a huge Wozniacki fan. She still to this day hates Rory because of
really? Because he jilted her?
Because he left her, you know, kind of at the altar.
How many years ago was this?
This was in 2013, I think.
Have you ever fought back and said, well, what if he actually went through with it, got married, and they were got
of
divorced?
Course. I said it's better than getting married. Of course. But no, she didn't like it. She didn't like how she said they were engaged. They were supposed
made
to,
a commitment.
Made a commitment. She did not like it. To this day, you know. April 16th, 2025. She's still upset with Rory. But two things. So the Daily Mail, so I'm sure no one knows, but you have to be a real sports geek. But she ended up marrying David Lee. Remember, he played with the Knicks?
Yeah. Sure. Former Gator.
Went to Florida.
And yep. God only knows how they hooked up. Who knows? But they seem to be doing great. They have two kids. They have a third on the way. And they were
she tall, by the way? Those kids will be tall because he's like 6'10".
I don't know. I don't know if she's in her 6 foot, but
she's
probably
5'10" or something. You know,
be some good athletic genes there.
They were actually attending the Masters, and before the Masters, this is kind of interesting. They asked who they thought. Who did you think was going to win? Who's your pick to win? And she picked Oberg. She didn't pick. No, that's not a bad pick. He's a hot young player. Coach Carbs had Oberg, you know, and it's not a strange pick, but some people took it as a shot that she wouldn't pick Rory, who was like the sentimental
she's
favorite.
Supposed to pick her
I wouldn't pick Rory at the Masters either.
Right. Yeah. Right.
She's 5'10".
A lot of people were this year actually, because he had been playing well. And,
yeah, that's
true. He's been the sentimental pick every year.
I mean, I know a lot of people wanted him to win.
But so some people were wondering if it's a shot. I thought what was more interesting is the Daily Mail claims that potentially, because people just didn't understand what happened. And remember, Rory briefly broke up with Erica Stoll, his current wife, and
they
said
were
he was
going
filing for divorce.
Yeah.
And then some people were speculating, oh, is he dating Amanda Baleone? Like, what's going on? And then he got back together, and people were saying, well, it's because Rory figured out that he's going to lose half his $200 million fortune, and he wouldn't see his kid, you know, like hardly ever. So he's like, oh, I'm not doing that. I don't want to give away all that money. And it's better, you know, better to.
But that's all speculation.
All speculation.
Yeah.
But the speculation I thought was interesting is.
New speculation.
Is, and I remember this photo. Apparently, Rory was really pissed. And I've experienced this before. Where, not my wife didn't do this, but where Wozniacki posted a photo of him sleeping with his mouth open.
Oh, okay.
And she posted it on social media.
Okay.
And according to him, he was, and I remember the photo.
It ripped
and
him.
It ripped him big time. Because here's the photo. I'll show you boys. We can put it on if you want. You know, it's just, it's one of those awkward, we all do it.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I have had people in my family that post pictures like this of me. You know, when I'm sleeping, like at the beach or something, or like at a Thanksgiving dinner, you know, after I'm just like passed out on the trip to Japan and everything. And honestly, I hate it. I do hate it when you're like at your most vulnerable.
I hate that.
You're asleep.
Sure.
You're
sick.
Can't
defend yourself.
You know, your mouth's open. You're drooling.
Your mouth's agape.
And then someone posts that.
So you're saying the Daily Mail is positing that the breakup is because of that photo?
It could have spurred him. Mm. They say he was, quote, very upset by it.
He was.
You don't remember one of Wozniacki's rebound guys at post Rory.
Before David Lee?
Before David Lee.
Clue?
Very local connection. Very high profile.
Ovi?
No.
Hold on.
Tiafo?
No. But played here in Washington for most of his career. And he's a really good player. Can't believe you guys are spacing on
Barzeller.
This. No, wrong sport. Football player. He's a football player.
Jesse Palmer was. She definitely dated Jesse Palmer.
I mean, maybe she did.
LeVar Arrington.
No, but you're closer now. Definitely a former skin.
Mm.
High draft pick. Defensive player. Whitey. Rush the passer.
Oh, Ryan. That's right. That's right. Ryan.
Ryan Kerrigan.
Ryan Kerrigan. Right. In fact, I went to a party where he had Wozniacki was there.
There you have it.
Look at you hobnobbing with sillies. Yeah. No, what party was that?
It was an appearance. It was an appearance.
Okay.
Was it,
what are those?
Because usually I go to a party and it's like cakes.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah. it was an appearance at a bar, but you know there were people there, right. And Ryan showed up with Wozniacki, and that was kind of everyone was whispering about.
Yeah, there were whispers.
Mm. Yeah, oh, you're right. Mm-hmm. Forgot about
that. That must have been a while
local
ago.
Connection.
7 or 8 years ago. Yeah, because I mean Ryan's got a couple.
2014.
He's got a couple kids.
Yeah.
So I guess it was maybe 9 years ago.
Yeah, that would piss me off too if my ex posted a picture
but
of me.
You see, if you just want to, you could just Google a photo yourself, but it's
out of
Rory.
Bounds.
He's got his glasses on and he's just asleep in
the
on
glasses
a pillow.
Make it even worse.
And he's probably drooling. It looks terrible. Why would your wife post that? Now, I know she's just having fun.
Yeah.
But
that's kind of
honestly
weird.
Out of bounds.
Yeah.
To me, that's crossing a line.
Mm-hmm.
Crossing a line.
Hold on. That Wozniacki posted it or his wife?
No, Wozniacki.
Right. You said why would his wife post
well,
it?
Well, you know, they were engaged.
Yeah.
So why would, you know what I mean? To me?
That was, that's out of bounds.
Low blow, out of bounds.
I agree.
He was sleeping with glasses.
Yeah.
Well, because obviously he's just taking a nap.
He's just tired.
That's
how tired he was. He couldn't take his glasses off.
He probably played 36 or whatever. He's tired.
Or he just crushed it.
Or maybe he just smashed.
Right.
But still, either way.
Glasses.
Your fiance should not be posting your picture like that of your most vulnerable. Can you imagine if you did that, Cakes? If you posted a picture of Amy with her
she
mouth
wouldn't
open,
be happy. Maybe she knew something like it was a rocky road. Maybe she knew the end was nigh.
Oh no, she was apparently by all accounts
just stunned. She was
sideswiped. And apparently, the way he broke up with her,
yeah,
Roar. Everybody's like notorious great guy.
Yeah,
phone call.
Hmm. Not even in person?
Phone call, and then she never heard from him again.
Wow. Ghosted her. Full-blown ghosting.
They probably didn't even see each other that often.
That's wild.
I mean, because he's playing all the time in tournaments. That's like 5 days a week, right?
She's
going to get there on Wednesday
career.
Through Sunday.
I mean, yeah.
She's playing in tournaments all the time.
Right.
Maybe she was
the vast majority of the
maybe
relationship
she was psycho,
was probably
that's why
long
he
distance.
Didn't want to do it face-to-face.
That is weird, though, that she's going. I mean, I guess you don't just forgo going to the Masters, but
I mean,
I wouldn't go to an event where my ex was.
She's had a bunch of exes. She probably went to football games, too.
That's
not
true.
Not allowed to go to a football game? It's because you dated Ryan?
Yeah, but you just skipped his games.
I guess. I mean, but at some point,
I guess. At some point, right. Doesn't matter, but.
Yeah. They're happy. Everyone's happy. Everything worked out. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, but she's clearly way behind it.
Yeah, she.
Yeah, but if your mother-in-law is still lick, she might be too.
No, I think my mother-in-law just holds grudges. I think she's just one. If you cross her, it's over.
I mean, that's been
no shot.
It's been like a decade. She needs to just let it go.
That's
right?
What I said. I argued that this weekend with her.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Can't do it.
Can't let it go.
So she was rooting for Bryson.
She was rooting for the entire
anybody.
Field. Anybody. Anybody but Roars.
That's kind of weird, but it's her thing.
It is, yeah.
She's dialed in on the grudge.
Yeah. That's not happy with it.
Remember, a little bit later in the show, we will talk some Nats baseball. James Wood hit another home run. He's up to 6.
So Cruz
leading
got a hit.
The league.
Yep, and a run scored.
Upped his average.
Nice.
Up to 120.
Up to 120.
So we'll talk to Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, at 9 o'clock here on The Junkies. Welcome back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Earlier in the show, we talked a little bit about Jalen Ramsey, the corner with the Dolphins, who apparently is potentially up to be traded by Miami. And we wondered if the Commanders should take a look. It's our poll of the day brought to you by Surfside. 76% are voting no. You can vote at Junks Radio on that. I saw this story yesterday, and I couldn't believe it when I saw it. So Apple, always coming up with new iPhones, right?
Sure.
And Apple. The iPhone price has gone up and up. But apparently, they are working on an iPhone Fold.
Okay.
I believe Samsung has a Galaxy, which folds. But this iPhone is purported to go for... Now, has it come out? This is not official.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Drum roll.
Rumored to be $2,000 to get an iPhone Fold.
$2,000. I mean... I don't know about you guys. I've never seen a foldable phone in the wild. I know that they've been talked about and they're available.
I have. You ever,
you've seen a foldable phone?
Oh, of course.
How much is too much for a phone, though?
That is.
You get a used car for $2,000.
They just work it into your plan and they stretch it out over a bunch of months. You don't even think about it. That's the way I look at it. $2,000
is absurd.
Mm. I'm with you.
You're never paying that full VIG for the full $2,000.
Now, the article says...
No, no one's paying it up front, but yeah, you're
the
right.
The article says the Samsung Galaxy 2 Fold 6 already goes for $1,899.
I'd say Dina's cousin has one. He always has the gadgets. And, you know, every Thanksgiving. And it's amazing. I mean, the thing is twice the size. And he rides a Subway.
So it's not... See, I was thinking that you would take the normal iPhone and make it half the size, which would, you know, fit your front pocket easier.
Well, it does. I mean, I don't know. It's like a normal size.
It can turn into basically an double. iPad mini or something like that.
Yeah, you're on the Subway every morning, and you can watch movies or, you know...
Read out off of...
Yeah, it's...
Surf the web.
It actually made me want one.
How much is too much for a phone? If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. I'm sorry, $2,000... See, my wife, she has the iPhone. I have the iPhone. She always wants the newest model, but she's always complaining she's behind. Oh, I'm like too behind. Does it work?
Yeah,
but that's better pictures.
So we always have the deal. For 20 years, we had a deal with AT&T.
What a great deal.
Amazing deal. Yeah. All right. And so they
always come back. It was the best deal in America.
They always just give us phones. We wouldn't have the same phone for years. We never did like the.
But we didn't have a bill.
Every 6 months. Right.
We went 20 years without a bill.
They have a phone bill for 20
years. Greatest scam
but,
ever.
So I never got into the mode of, oh, I got to get the new one, or I paid this one off, and so I'm due for my upgrade, which my kids are all in that cycle.
Yeah,
believe me,
it.
My wife and kids are all in the cycle. Oh, I'm due for my upgrade. You know, I finally paid for it. Now I can get my new one. So they do all that. But like Cake says, you are paying for it. Just, you know, it's taking you 3 years to pay it off or whatever. So I don't know what the correct answer. But for me, so since I've been buying used numbers, and I would just put my SIM card in because I had free service for 20 years. So I'm used to buying phones that are like four models behind.
I remember those surgeries with the old SIM cards to put them in the new.
As the SIM cards are getting smaller.
I felt like a brain surgeon.
I had to have you guys do it for me. My finger's too big and
cutting
fat.
The card down.
But so I never got into that mode of, I'm due for my upgrade, which is like the Apple like cult thing that happens.
Yeah, so Apple, 56% of their revenue is from iPhone accounts.
Right.
Apple.
I'm probably a couple behind. I don't really care. As long as it
you
works.
You always have a teeny one.
That's what.
Like an iPhone 2.
If I wanted a fold, I didn't want a big one that's going to fold.
What are they up to? What number are they up
to? Who knows? I have
like
no
15
idea.
15 or something? What are they up
16.
To? 16. 16 now is the big one?
That's the big sale.
Is that the one that's $2,000?
No,
no.
Be
the one that's $2,000 is the one that folds.
Oh, it's the.
What? It hasn't come out yet.
Oh, it hasn't come out yet.
Hasn't come out yet. They're probably still perfecting it.
It's a knockoff of the Samsung.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Be Apple's version of the Fold.
Yeah. It is impressive. But again, I'm waiting.
But it's all
for it
impressive if you really think about it. Especially if you really think about how we grew up with phones on a wall.
Yeah. No, I know. But it, like, I just like having that bigger screen.
You know what? I fold enough at MGM National Harbor. I don't need to fold and have it in my pocket.
Well, and then I know none of us care about the smart glasses.
No, don't.
But Apple and Meta are obsessed with smart glasses and vision wear. And Tim Cook, who runs Apple, there's an article about him.
Doesn't they keep trying to do this every 10 years?
He cares about nothing else product-wise.
Apple.
This is the headline.
Yeah.
Than beating Mark Zuckerberg to a pair of truly smart glasses.
So you can wear glasses that have a little computer, a little screen in the
this
corner
is Matt Valdez,
or something.
Glasses.
I don't know. It just seems like too much.
I guess
it's also those headsets, right?
Well, the headsets I think are so annoying. I think they're embarrassing.
Oh, well, Jaden likes them.
Hey, for football,
help him be a better quarterback.
I like it.
Help him be a better QB.
No, but I see people like, you know, I don't know. They just do like they do. They seem like they're doing like chores around the house.
Wait,
or whatever.
When Jaden
like,
puts on his headset, is his mom in the? Is his mom right there in the VR with him? She probably is.
I don't know. She's probably
right there in his virtual in the meta world.
Probably
too,
metaverse. Can't get rid of her even there.
I don't know. I see people wear them just like doing odds and ends things. Like online, I'll see. You know,
the glasses or the headset.
No, that you're talking about like the VR stuff. Like I don't even know what that is. I see guys like casinos.
My buddy Eric had one of them when it first came out. He gets all the gadgets, and it, you know, whatever. He was like, "Look, you can sit in an arena and you'd see," which I guess is what Jaden.
Listen, yes,
used it for.
Sure,
I can't remember. We had the guy who was a consultant under Brian Kelly on the show.
Yeah,
who was a GM in the league, and he talked about running into Jaden at like 5 a.m. and he was already ready. He's like, I've never been to that football stadium. And now I know every nook and cranny of that football stadium.
Right. He knows where all the scoreboards are, where time clocks are, you know, everything. Play clock, you know, knows where the locker room is.
But I'm sorry, going back to the phone, $2,000, even if it's split over 18 months,
sure,
that seems outrageous.
But
yeah,
they get
too much.
They get you.
I mean, it's going to sell.
They'll do it over 36 months. What's $2,000 over 36 months?
If my daughters,
that's probably I don't know.
If my daughters want that stupid $2,000 phone, they're paying for it.
That's got to come out of their pocket.
Yeah, but no one really pays $2,000 up front.
So it'll be on their monthly bill. They're paying for it.
So you'll say you have to pay me the $18 a month?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not buying a $2,000 phone for them. In fact, my older daughter should already be paying for a phone. She's got a full-time salary.
To put food on
what am I doing?
You cut her off.
Yeah, I don't
cut
know what you're doing.
What am I doing?
Are you doing?
I'm still.
I mean, it's like $85 a month.
Adds up.
I don't know. Drab had one until he was about 40.
Family plan.
He had the family plan.
Aren't
you paying her property tax too for the car?
100%. Stupid.
It's
her bank account must be swole.
It's getting up there.
Yeah, I would imagine.
But one? She's not living with you.
No, she lives in Arlington.
Yeah.
I mean, so she pays her rent. She pays all her utilities. She pays for her car payment. I pay for the insurance and the personal property
tax.
That's
kind of fine.
She pays for her credit card. So she probably pays like half her bills, maybe 70% of her bills. But she should definitely be paying for a phone.
Would you have that conversation with her today?
I think I might.
Put it on your to-do list.
I mean, she's making enough money where she can
pay for her own gas, or does she use your credit card?
Well, yeah, but she pays for the credit card.
Okay.
So, yes, she pays for her own gas.
All right.
You're not, like, buying her groceries.
No, she pays for that.
Oh, yeah.
I feel the tension. He's banging his pen.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking about it.
Did she learn from the greatest? Like, does she go into work and, like, hoard items and bring them home so she saves money? Because a guy that I know might walk into a local hotel and grab a bunch of energy bars,
white towels,
energy bars, and fruit. And whatever.
Are you still doing that? Are you still getting like their power bars?
Yeah, I went in there today, but the girl said, no, you can't. We're not open yet.
Oh, really?
I was a little bit bitter.
She gave you the dikembe? That's not great.
The finger wag. But sometimes, depends on who's working up there, they'll hook me. But this one girl,
she doesn't like
when I come in before 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
But if you come in, you can't come in after because you're supposed to be here.
Yeah, I mean, usually go in about 5:40.
Is she watching for you like a hawk? She sees you coming up the steps. She's like,
I mean, she's said no before.
She's like, I'm going to swat this
dude
away.
Does she think you're just like a local vulture?
I don't know what she thinks.
Yeah.
No, she probably just
thinks you live in the hotel.
She probably thinks I'm just staying at the hotel.
Yeah,
I mean,
I
haven't seen her that much.
Jason was late for a segment. Maybe you went during that segment and walked to Homewood to get your free bars.
He likes to go for walks.
Oh, yeah. No, I like to get the free Nutri-Grain bars.
I don't blame you. Free is
I don't get
good.
Real hungry until about 11.
Yeah.
But at 8:20/8 to 8:45, starts to hit me a little bit.
I understand.
So I got to eat the banana.
Yeah.
I've got some Thin Mints here, some Girl Scout cookies.
Are you still on your heater where you have not paid for one item at the market?
Never. Have not.
That is wrong. You know what? That's more impressive than Cal Ripken's streak, in my opinion.
You guys probably daily are paying for that.
Not daily, but I mean, like yesterday I bought a bag of pretzels, like $1.50. Sometimes I'll buy a soda and
home.
A snack. That's $4. It adds up.
But more important things, my daughter's starting. She's going to pay for herself.
Very good.
Starting next month.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk a little mock draft. We're 8 days away from the NFL draft. What are the Commanders going to do? We'll tackle that next here on The Junkies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.